Hi, colleagues. You're listening to RevCycle Talks podcast. My name is Daniel Brooks, and I'll be your host. I'm the Senior Vice President of Enterprise Solutions at Extend Healthcare. And while we'll not be listening to country music during this podcast, we are coming to you live through the airwaves at Extend's headquarters in Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. I decided to start the podcast as there's a lack of collaboration within the industry. Sure, there's conferences where panels speak and we attend education sessions, but it seems like that there's a deficit of channels to get important content delivered consistently and cost-effectively. I envision this podcast to be the place where we can meet, share stories, talk about the industry, discuss any trends that we're seeing, and any upcoming legislative and/or regulatory changes that may affect us all. We get our podcast ideas from customers and industry experts, including listeners. So feel free to contact me at dbrooks@extendhealthcare.net with any suggestions for topics. In the meantime, thank you for joining today. Sit back, listen close, and let's get started. Welcome back, everyone. We're here today with Extend Healthcare's chief IT nerd, Josh Awark. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Daniel. It's good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited about today's topic, Josh. We're going to discuss some data-driven analytics and some of the things that Extend is doing around machine learning, and then kind of take a step back and talk about how artificial intelligence is being used throughout the industry. But Josh, I guess to get started, can you tell us a little bit about your background and some of the things that you do for us here at Extend?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, I'm Josh. I work here at Extend. I am the, as Daniel puts it, chief IT nerd, which really means I'm just over the system development team here at Extend. And so my background, I've been a software engineer for about 15 years, and then I've worked in healthcare for about 10 years. And then I've been at Extend for the past 2 years. And so my background really, again, as a software engineer, has been building different types of applications. I started off in retail and built like an e-commerce system, and then moved over to healthcare, where we worked on a vast variety of different types of systems, from for HR, for clinical type systems, for quality management. And then over time, I eventually got into analytics, where we actually built an entire business intelligence platform. And then that's how I got into artificial intelligence and machine learning, where we started doing things at the health system that I was at, like trying to predict readmissions and predict patient no-shows. And we were working with one of our vendor partners, the data science team of one of our business partners, to do that. And then I came here to Extend, with that background, with this very high interest in artificial intelligence and machine learning, and that led me to decide to go to back to school and pursue a master's degree in computer science, where I'm currently at Georgia Tech, and I'm studying artificial intelligence and machine learning there. And it's been kind of cool because we've been able to use some of the things I've learned here at Extend.
Yeah, no, that's great. I guess when I think about artificial intelligence, I think of UFOs and I think of, self-driving cars. So maybe for our listeners and perhaps me as well, can you tell us a little bit about what is artificial intelligence? What is machine learning? And what is RPA, or robotic process automation? Those are obviously the buzzwords out there in the industry that I think we all hear, but maybe from your perspective, can you kind of give us what you feel like is the definition of those?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're right. I mean, especially in the revenue cycle space, I hear about artificial intelligence, I hear about machine learning, and then robotic process automation. I hear about all three of those all the time, and those are kind of really big buzzwords in our industry right now. But artificial intelligence is like a very, very broad term, which I don't even know that I could define it very well because it's so broad. But I mean, really, it just means that I guess that you have a system that can either think or predict things, right? So for example, like a self-driving car would be considered artificial intelligent because it's artificially intelligent because it's making decisions about, you know, like when to switch lanes or when to accelerate or when to decelerate. So as far as our artificial intelligence goes, there's a vast variety of ways that you can do artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I guess Siri, Google Analytics, or Google, the Google Home thing. Those are examples of artificial intelligence as well, right?
Yeah, those are. Yeah, so those would be examples of like. And here's the thing: is, you know, a lot of people, our artificial intelligence sounds kind of like this scary word, right? And it sounds like this super advanced technology, but, you know, most of our listeners are probably using artificial intelligence every single day and don't even realize it. And some of that is through their smartphones. Some of it could be as simple as, you know, just performing a search on Google and Google trying to predict what you're trying to search for. So we're all using artificial intelligence already. We may just not realize it yet. But back to kind of what I was saying. So artificial intelligence is kind of like this really broad term that can mean a lot of different things. But one subset of artificial intelligence is called machine learning, and that's become a very popular way of doing artificial intelligence within the last few years. And that's one of the ways that we're doing artificial intelligence here at Extend. So machine learning is when you have a set of data, say, like, you know, let's say that we were going to try to predict readmissions, for example. So we could have a data set that has certain metrics from a patient, like, you know, it might have their hemoglobin A1C, it might have their cholesterol, it might have like their weight and some other different types of information. And then there may be a label on that data that says, you know, whether or not the patient had a readmission within 30 days. And you can take that data and you can feed it into a machine learning algorithm. So say like a logistic regression or like random forest or like a gradient boosting algorithm might be an example. And the algorithm is able to take that data and learn from it, and then it can make it, and that gives you a model, and then you're able to feed new data, maybe that the algorithm has never seen before, through that model, and that model can make a prediction. So for example, on like whether or not a patient readmitted within 30 days. So that's machine learning. It would be just taking labeled data and pairing it up with an algorithm and creating a model that can make predictions based off of new data. And then I think the last thing you asked about was robotic process automation. So robotic process automation is something that's kind of new here at Extend that we've started to use quite a bit. And it's really, if our listeners are familiar with like screen scraping or with keystroke emulation, it's not very different from those two things, but it's really kind of a more advanced version of those. So for example, like I know it has the term robotic in it, but it's really robotic process automation is a piece of software that can perform tasks at a computer just like a human would perform them. So like, for example, if you wanted to check the status of a claim, like the robotic process automation software could, go to the website, log into the website just like a person would, and then go and, you know, find a claim, and then, you know, get the status of that claim, and then, you know, maybe save it to a file or something. So that's robotic process automation.
That makes sense. So, you know, talking about artificial intelligence, machine learning, RPA, can you tell us about, you know, where you've seen application? I know you talked about the readmission example there. Have you seen it within the revenue cycle and other fields? And then maybe tell us a little bit about how you use it today here at Extend.
Absolutely. So in revenue cycle specifically, I think there's a lot of opportunity to apply these tools, specifically machine learning, since it's, you know, really a trained, it's a technique based on, you know, having a lot of data and then training a model, you know, based on that data. So one thing that I see that probably, again, this might be something that a lot of places are using already and they don't even know it, could be propensity to pay. So for example, let's say that you have a bunch of data about a person, like you could determine like how likely they are to be able to pay for the remaining balance of an account, for example. Another one could be like expected reimbursement for a claim, right? So you know, we have a claim, we might have a remittance for that claim, and then we can, you know, train a model on that data and determine, you know, what's my expected reimbursement for this, you know, this one service or for this entire claim in general. So that's another one. And then I think there's, you know, a lot more even than those, but those are the two that come to mind, immediately.
And then what about how Extend is using some of them? I mean, I know that, you know, we have our own system here, but can you maybe talk about a little bit about that system that you helped develop, and how does it aggregate information? How are you able to apply some of the algorithms that you've been able to create to drive efficiencies and cost savings?
Sure. So we have a system here at Extend that's internal to us called Prism, and that is our kind of revenue cycle management tool, I guess, here at Extend. I mean, it really manages a lot of our operations, at least on the insurance side. And so Prism, I like to think of Prism in kind of three, that it does three different things, okay? And so the first thing that Prism does is really just analytics, right? So what we do with Prism is we accept accounts from our clients and we ingest those into our system, and then Prism will perform a lot of different types of analytics on those accounts to try to figure out like what the status of this account is, like what was the last thing that happened to it. Okay. So for example, you know, was it denied? Why was it denied? Or, you know, does it need to be appealed? Or, you know, just all different kinds of things. And then we will take those accounts and we will try to route them. This is kind of where some of the artificial intelligence comes in. We will while we're analyzing those accounts, we will run them through some different machine learning models, and we will try to route them to the appropriate staff where we think it will be resolved the fastest. And so that's one aspect, just kind of the analytics aspect. The second aspect is what I would call really the, you know, kind of more the predictive aspect. I know I kind of touched on this just a second ago, but really it's so if you think of the analytics aspect as we're determining what the status of the account is, the predictive aspect is determining what the next step of the account should be, or what the next step we should take on the account is. And so that's where, you know, we'll take some of these accounts, run them through our models, and try to determine, you know, if was this denied, why was it denied, and what do we need to do with it next, for example. And that, like, for example, you know, do we need to rebill it, or does it need an adjustment, or, you know, what is it about to go?
What's the next step?
Like, timely. Yeah. What's the next step? And then the third thing is just the automation piece. So the third thing that Prism really does is just automates a lot of manual type of tasks. So, you know, with robotic process automation a few minutes ago, I was talking about checking claim status. So Prism can do that as well. So whenever we ingest claims into our system, we immediately go out and start trying to check the status of those claims. We immediately go out and try to check eligibility for, you know, the patients on those claims with different types of insurance companies. So those, like, you know, describing Prism, those are kind of the three things that I would say that it does.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And then, you know, I think that one of the things that we hear about in the industry is, you know, this sounds really complicated. How do we get started? Who in my organization is the right person? Because I know about all the problems that we have, but who's the right person to ask if machine learning is a tool that someone could use to help me with some of these problems? If our listeners had that question, you know, what kind of advice would you have for them?
I think I would probably start with someone on, you know, one of your technical teams, maybe, because they would know, you know, these tools are available out there. You know, I've been talking a lot about machine learning and these different kind of algorithms. These aren't things that we invented here at Extend. These tools are available out there, and some of them are free, some of them aren't. But your technical teams, you know, whether it's your analytics team or whether it's, you know, somebody else on your IT staff, they probably know that these tools are out there, and maybe they just think that, you know, it's too difficult to, you know, implement here at our organization, or, you know, maybe they think that they don't have buy-in from leadership or whatever, but they are available. So I would just look for someone maybe in those areas that may be able to, you know, find those tools and know how to you know, implement them within your organization and start a conversation with them and see, you know, see what happens.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then I guess if we find that right person, and you know, they haven't been doing machine learning, and they may not want to go back and get their master's in machine learning or whatnot, such as yourself. But, you know, what kind of resources are available? I mean, can you talk about? I'm sure that, you know, in your studies that you commonly refer to sites or information sources. Can you maybe share some of those with the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and so. In order to use, you know, machine learning or you know, different types of artificial intelligence, like you don't have to you know, study it at the level that I've been studying, not by any means. I mean, these tools are available for people to use. So I would look at one of the things that we did with our teams here at Extend. We have access to a learning platform called Pluralsight, and so there was several resources on there that I gave to our team whenever we first started looking into those tools, just to help them get familiar with the concept of machine learning. You know, I was describing about, you know, training data and labels and all those different terms that people, you know, may not be familiar with. But there are you know, videos and courses out there that kind of walk you through what all of that means and how the process works and how to train a model and how to use these different types of machine learning algorithms. So that's a good first place to start, is just trying to find some of those, you know, videos on like a learning platform like Pluralsight. A little more in depth might be to use something like Kaggle. So that's Kaggle. And that's really kind of like a, I don't really know what to call it, actually. It's like a data science platform, I guess. But what Kaggle is these, you know, in different people or different companies will post problems on there, and Kaggle will have contests, and these different people and different teams of people will go and try to solve these problems using, you know, techniques like machine learning. And then after they solve the problem, they'll post their solutions. So that's a really good way to see, you know, how people are solving different kinds of problems using these tools. And there are, you know, healthcare examples on there. So you can maybe go out there and, you know, find a problem that your organization is having, and you might be able to find a solution for it on Kaggle.
Yeah. That's super interesting. And we'll put some of those in the podcast notes as well for the listeners. So I appreciate you sharing those with us. I think that in conclusion, I think that, you know, we've talked about machine learning. We've talked a little bit about, you know, how it's used in the industry, how Extend is using it. Can maybe you touch on, you know, how we're using that data and we're using these algorithms to really focus in on how to make data-driven decisions? Can you maybe talk through a little bit about how we've been able to change our mindset on some things because of these algorithms? And how those algorithms are really useful in making data-driven decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. So revenue cycle in my mind is, I guess, ripe with opportunity as far as analytics goes. I mean, revenue cycle, you know, in my opinion, is a very, very data-driven business. You know, it lives and dies based on data.
It makes sense, right? Because there's so many data elements on the claim. There's a lot of data elements involved when you start talking about adjudicating an insurance claim with the payer.
Right. Absolutely. So you've got, you know, you have accounts, you have claims, you have remittances, you've got claim status results, you've got eligibility results, you know, all this different data. You know, if you organize that data correctly, basically you can have a 360-degree view, I guess, or a holistic view of what is going on with this account and with this claim at any given point in time. And so that's really how we've equipped Prism to look at these at this data. So you know, I mentioned the analytics, I mentioned the predictive pieces. That's really what Prism is trying to do. Prism is trying to go out and collect all this data from all these different sources and give our staff a holistic view of everything that's happened with that account, so that they don't have to go and like look through all these different systems. You know, like they don't have to go into a billing system, they don't have to go into the patient accounting system, and you know, they don't have to go out to a website to figure out the status. Like they have the whole view right there in front of them. So that helps our staff and that saves time for them, but that also allows us to do some cool things as well. And that's where the automation piece comes in. So now that we have all this data together in one place, we can start thinking differently about how we try to resolve the balance of these accounts that we have, right? So it's not that, oh, you know, I have to, you know, give someone access to these three or four different systems so that they can find all these bits and pieces of information. Now it's, okay, we have all this information available to us now. What kind of tools can we use, you know, like analytics, like machine learning, to try to determine like what the next step should be? Because now, you know, like I said, we have a holistic view and we have a historical view of everything that's been going on. So that's really the type of stuff that we're trying to do, at least at a high level, is trying to gather all that information into one place and then, you know, use these different types of tools like analytics and machine learning perform different types of automations, so that, you know, just to kind of reduce the amount of manual work and then to reduce the cost in some of these activities.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Josh, for stopping by. I'm sure that, you know, as machine learning is developing and coming a lot more prevalent within the revenue cycle, I'm sure we're going to want to have you back for some updates and some progress notes on your progression of implementing it here at Extend. So I appreciate you coming by.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be here and look forward to coming back sometime.
All right. Take care. Have a good day.
Tune in next time where we'll be talking to Linda Corley, Extend Healthcare's Chief Compliance Officer, about upcoming regulatory changes and her vision for the future of healthcare.